is happening, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Maverick Experience. How are you all doing today? It's been such a long fucking time. I really hope you guys are doing good. My name is Aditya Krishna, or you can call me Daddy Maverick. So yeah, so today is going to be a no bullshit episode, and I'm going to make it as precise as possible because, you know, I've been learning it from the recent episodes that I have to keep cutting down, you know, and making a shorter episode because more bite-sized episode where people can enjoy it a little bit better. So topic for today. The topic for today is the red flags and the green flags of men and women. How do you know who to trust? How do you know who's the right person for you? Who you need to be with? And all those things, you know, vice versa, how it goes. So yeah, so before I talk about that, you know, that's something which you need to understand. Before we identify the green and red flags, there's something I'll talk about. That's called divine energies, okay? Divine energies are those energies which make a person feel complete. And it also, you can attract the opposite sex towards that person. Let's say, for example, okay, a divine masculine energy. There are many divine masculine energies. There are many feminine energies. If a person has a strong divine energy, let's say, for example, nurture is a strong feminine divine energy. Nurture. So like, if she is nurturing anything, let it be a plant, let it be a dog, let it be a baby, if she's taking care of a husband, if she's taking care of her parents, whatever. Once a lady, it's a feminine energy, but once a lady makes sure that she's nurturing for something in her life, she feels complete, like her purpose is complete, like she feels good about herself. One thing. Second thing, it attracts men or opposite genders, opposite genders to come and like you for that being. Because that's how men love women who nurture, you know, who likes to take care of themselves or take care of the kids. That's something which men truly look forward to. They love finding people who can nurture. And that can go for men as well. Men also have certain examples, you know, divine energy, where people really love it. Like, it can help them grow as well. And even opposite genders enjoy, and you know, they love to be with those people who has those divine masculine energies as well. So yeah, so in this topic particularly, I'm going to talk about just two divine energies, okay? One is a masculine divine energy and one is a feminine divine energy. So the feminine divine energy is called the law of attraction. The law of attraction is basically, you know, it's a feminine, as you know, all energies are present in both men and women. It can be, a woman can have masculine energy and a man can have feminine energies as well. I just forgot to put it out there. Just make sure you remember that. So what is the law of attraction? The law of attraction is, you know, like, if, let's say if I'm a lady, if I'm sitting here and if I'm manifesting that I want to be in that, I want to do that, I want that person to like me or something, and it can happen. Ladies can make it happen, especially it's a feminine trait. Men can make it happen. But, you know, it's more commonly present in the ladies, and they can make it happen. If they really know what they're doing, they can really make it happen. What happens, you know, it makes, you know, once you have a powerful law of attraction, especially if a lady is having it, she'll feel desired, she'll feel loved, she'll feel powerful. You know, powerful because, you know, like, I can fucking attract anything I want. And that's something really powerful and makes a lady feel complete. Same way, the divine energy of a man is called the law of action. Now, the law of action is basically, you know, it is something which tells a man has to be a go-getter. Like, if he has a goals or something, whatever he has, go and get that. That's a masculine energy of law of action. Just go and getting what you desire. You know, being confident in yourself, being a hard worker, being secure within your shell. And this is what are the positive effects, or if you are strong in your law of action. Because once you are strong in your law of action, you will feel a lot more secure in yourself. You feel a lot of more confident because, see, you're working hard. You're working hard to reach a goal. And once you work hard, you know that you have the strength to pull yourself to that top level. So once you feel that you have the strength to get to the top, then obviously you're going to feel confident. Obviously you're going to feel better about yourself. That's why men who are following the path of the law of action are always feeling strong and satisfied within themselves. Now, this is one example, okay, one way of looking at it. this is a divine energy, so people love it, you know. But there are even extreme version of divine energies as well. Now, the extreme version of feminine energy is, you know, the law of attraction is, they become very egoistical, you know. From point of time, they become like egoistical, selfish, and all those things, you know. Like, because, you know, they are able to attract anything they want. So they feel like, you know, now that's no use, you know, like I'll play around with different people. I'll make them my puppets. Like, I'll tell you the honest truth, okay. Like, how many people of us go to dates? We all go to dates. We meet a lot of women out there. This is something which I really hate to the core of my heart. You'll be seeing people, you're going for dates and stuff, and that the lady, whoever you are with, that person will be taking photos of, you know, let's say if you're having coffee or something, two coffee mugs, all the food and everything. Maybe you gave her flowers. She'll take all those flowers and photos and she'll put it in her Instagram. So that means she's looking for attention, that I am desired, and I'm putting it out to the world that, you know what, I am desired, people love me, and I'm putting it out. But the person who offered you all those things, who's paying for your meal, 80 to 90% of the time, whenever a person goes for a date, a man pays. I'm not telling wrong or right or something. That's all for up to the viewer, up to the person, how much you love them, your ethics, your values, and everything comes to that. 80 to 90% of the time, the man is paying, and he's making sure that you're laughing, you're having a good time, and having all those things. But the lady, on the other hand, what she does is she takes photos of all those good times she's having, like the party she's in, or the restaurant she's in, the flowers she's received, and she posts it on social media. But she forgets to post the person who she went with. And that is a big red flag. And this is the first red flag. The biggest red flag is, you know, when the lady becomes so egoistical and thinking that, you know, there's nobody, there are men who's willing to give their whole time towards me. And, you know, I don't need to give anything back because he doesn't deserve it. So they're just utilizing that person to the maximum crunch. And that person, and they think that though people don't notice, but men obviously notice all these things. They, not only men, anybody who does this kind of activities, people always notice all these things, but we don't talk about it because, yeah, you know. And then ladies talk about, why didn't I attract the right person? Because if you are using your 2-inch cleavage to attract a person in a Tinder profile, that means you're advertising certain things. So you're going to attract that same kind of people. People who are lusty and who's here to just to have sex with you. And that's the honest truth. The thing is, mostly people tell that, why do men, you know, they manipulated me and all those things. But the manipulation was already started by you yourself. You started it all off by showing an image of yourself that this is what I am. And this is what I'm marketing. This is what I'm attracting. Like, this is the important rule of law of attraction. When you're attracting something, make sure you know what you're attracting, using to attract. Because what presence you show is the form of attraction. That's what people are going to follow. And when men come, then they'll follow that. And let's say you're having this kind of behavior, that you're not appreciating the person who you're with, then men will obviously feel like, you know, this is a lady for the, you know, streets. She is just here to have a good time, utilize me. So they'll also be in that mindset of, I will utilize this person and walk away. See, if you're giving your loyalty to a person that, you know, you come here spending your time with me, I also want to spend my time with you, and appreciating his efforts, and making sure the world knows about it, I'm telling you right now, 90-95% of the man will never leave you ever. Now, that is a law of attraction extremes. Now, the law of action extreme, okay, that's a masculine energy. And what is the extreme of that? Let's say men, you know, who are really good and, you know, go-getters and hard workers, they have those targets in their mind and they're going and collecting everything, they're getting everything done. These people are usually, you know, they're controlling. They get really controlling at a point of time because, you know, they have the power. They know how the world works. They know the mechanisms of the world. So they'll tell your partner, the guy will tell the girl that, you know what, don't do that. That's not meant for you. You can't do that. You're not good enough. They'll start giving you advices on how, not the good advices, the bad way advices, that how you can grow in your life or what you're doing wrong, or always finding the faults in yourself. And those are the toxic behavior in men. Men always want to control their partners and tell them, this is right, this is wrong, this is what you need to do. And that is a red flag of men. This is a masculine red flag of a divine energy. And the divine energy is law of action. You can't have positives and negatives. The positives of law of action is that person himself, the person who's willing to imply himself and go and get whatever he desires, will feel confident and will be a hard worker, will feel secure within his shell. But if he takes it to such an extreme point, he becomes controlling, he becomes cocky, he becomes a manipulator who will be manipulating the ladies, telling them that is right, this is wrong. Same way, the law of attraction for a female is she feels desired when she's doing it, you know, when she's following the path of attraction, the right way of attraction. She feels that, you know what, people love me, people respect me for the person I am. She feels loved, she'll feel powerful. And the worst thing is when she takes to an extreme point, she becomes egoistical, selfish, and she becomes a puppeteer. She wants to control people and just make sure that I'll utilize this person, his money, his time, maybe he's got good dick game, so I'll have all those things and I'll just toss him aside. And men who go through all that come back and they'll do the same karma, they'll repeat with someone else, and that person, and the whole cycle keeps going forward, you know, the bad karma cycle. So yeah, so this is the positives of law of attraction, law of action, and the negatives of law of attraction and law of action. Now there's something that, let's say you don't even have the ability to attract, let's say you're a lady and you don't even have the ability to attract. So what happens? What do you feel that time? That time is a time when you feel jealous about yourself. You feel fucking jealous about, not about yourself, sorry. You feel jealous about your other colleagues or partners or whoever you see in your social life, whatever. Oh, how did she get it? I'm sure she'll be sleeping with somebody else. She's, you know, she might be having a better body. So that instead of you attracting all those things, better husband or a better boyfriend or a better job role, whatever you're trying to attract, if you feel like you're not getting it, you start feeling jealous that, you know, maybe she might have slept with her boss. That is why she might have got a position. You start coming up with all those jealous factors, you know. You start blaming people. Ladies who are not able to attract what they desire, start blaming. They tell, my parents were the problem, my brother was the problem, my boyfriend was the problem, I had so much potential, I had so much skills. And this is a very common trait in ladies. Okay? They fucking love to blame people. I don't know why. Like, men are not more of into that. Obviously, as I said, these energies are present both men and women. But as per my personal experience, I haven't seen men who usually blame others. They're insecure very much, but they don't usually blame others. And at the end, you know, there are other kind of people who fall into a certain set of despair. I can't attract anything. I'm so useless. I'm so weak. I'm so stupid and all those things. They'll start, you know, reconfirming all the negative emotions and they fall into despair. Same way, if you're a man and if you're not able to follow the law of action, then you become insecure in yourself. That's exactly what I said right now. They feel like, you know, let's see, I'll give an example, okay, about how men feel. Like, see, this is a woman and this is a man. And a man will be always 1 or 2 inches ahead of a woman, okay. That is, the reasoning is women always want to attract. That's their feminine nature. So when they are attracting, they make sure they try to attract somebody who's above them. Let it be status or let it be looks, let it be power, whatever it is. Whatever they're looking to attract. Knowledge, whatever it is. So what happens in previous society, how it was, means when ladies used to attract some man like that, they would stay like that together and they will have a good time and go. But now what, the rise of feminism, women are growing, they're growing, in, you know, they want to keep growing and all this stuff. So once they find an attraction with a man, let's say in this stage, they fall in love and they're together. But after a point of time, the ladies will start growing over because their attraction game is getting stronger. Maybe people are liking her more and then, you know, she's getting good in what she do and something. And she's coming up. Suddenly the man is feeling insecure because he doesn't have the law of, he's not utilizing the law of action of getting better in his craft. So when the lady becomes an equal of a man or maybe even a bit higher than a man, he starts feeling super insecure within himself. He'll be like trying to blame her, trying to be possessive. Don't go out. Don't wear that kind of clothes and all those things because she's more prettier than him or maybe... It can be anyway, or maybe she's earning more than him. That is why if a man always follows, because he feels that, you know, she's the one who attracts. So if she's above him, then she can attract much better opportunities than a guy can. So that is why he's insecure. That's the reason why he feels insecure. So what he needs to do is he needs to work harder, you know, to come up. But these people who are really down, you know, down and out, they don't have much abilities. Try what they do, they feel insecure and they'll try to dabao, you know, they'll try to push this lady down and tell that, you know, you don't deserve that, this is all for me and stuff. I hope you got it. Next thing is they feel weak, they feel fucking weak because, you know, they feel like I'm not good enough. I'm not, as I said, even ladies go through that because they are not having the ability of action. As I said, if you do certain actions and if you get to some certain kind of achievements, they feel a lot of confidence and, you know, assurance from that work. And they feel like, you know what, I can do it. I'm so good that even though the world turns upside down, I'll have an opportunity and I'll find a way to live through. Next thing, they feel intimidated. As I said about this imbalance in power, they feel intimidated by the partner or whoever it is. And the worst thing I hate of men, usually, they're very boastful. Like, I fucking hate men who try to boast about themselves. You know, I have that kind of house. Instead of, you know, they manipulate, they know they are not good enough to get to that kind of stuff. So they'll tell, I have that car, I have this much money. I think the ladies can really, you know, understand, because there are a lot of men who like to boast. And those are the men who feel, who cannot follow the law of action and cannot go ahead in life. So they think, you know, I will start covering up my flaws by boasting that I'm something big. But funny fact is, 85-90% of the people who's listening to all these boastful stories already know they're boasting. But they're just going along and they'll be like, yeah, man, you're cool, you're fucking great and all those things, thumbs up and stuff. But that is a very shitty behavior. So yeah, so, you know, how much minutes in? Yeah. So yeah, so finally I would like to talk about is a conclusion, okay? Since we're done with the main thing. I'll talk about just two divine energies. And this is, you know, what happens when you have an energy. There are two extremes, positive and negative. When you don't have an energy, it's always going to be a negative. Now, the conclusion for a lady or for a person who's following the path of a feminine nature, who's following the path of the law of attraction, is you don't attract what you want. You attract what you are. Now, this is something which most ladies don't understand, because sometimes you see the ladies, they attract shit. They attract toxic men and they say that men are trash. All this is trash. But the thing is, mostly what people don't understand is, if you're, I know it's going to hurt a lot of people, but this is the honest truth. If you feel you're hurt and you're getting attracted to something, some wrong people, nobody is trash. You know, like, you know from inside your heart that you can't blame a whole race as trash. There are a lot of beautiful men out there. There are a lot of beautiful women out there. Like, if you haven't found them, it's unfortunate because you are not strong enough or good enough to attract the right people. Or maybe you're showing something else. As I said, 2 inches of cleavage in a Tinder profile and people will be continuously messaging you, I love you, all those things. Fun fact, there are a lot of people in Instagram, or let's say in Tinder, you know, once I was in a dating profile and I was sending messages. I'm an average looking guy, but I think I consider myself to be a smart person. I consider myself to be an intelligent person, emotional and intelligent. You know, whenever you're texting ladies, you just send them, hey, how are you? How is your day going? Something like that. They'd be like, ah, you're not good enough. You don't have that pickup line and all those things. You know, I can literally talk about all the components in your brain from scientific ways to the what emotional ways on how to attract a person and all those things. But they don't even give you an opportunity to talk. So you see that kind of, you know, that's exactly what I'm talking about. The egoistic, like they're expecting something. So you're expecting someone to be something which you don't even desire. So obviously you're going to attract those toxic, boastful guys who's going to give you fake shit that, you know, that I have that car, I have this car, I've got a big dick and all those shit and all those stuff and all. And they will always try to get in your head. So that's what I'm trying to say. You know, you don't attract what you want. You always attract what you are. So the way forward is, the only way to have a better attraction is to make sure that you inculcate not just the law of attraction, make sure you have the law of action with you as well. Because let's say you're a lady and you're good at attraction, but you as I said, you only attract stuff who's, you know, equal, who's not that great. So if you want to have a better attraction, what you need to do is make sure you follow a powerful law of action and go get what you want. Be the person who, don't be that person who always desires and waiting for attraction. You know, I'm waiting for the cutest boy to come and talk to me. You find someone cute, you find someone nice, message them. Like, I don't understand why people follow their own path. And I'll come to the men, obviously. This is just the girl, ladies' part. If you like a guy, or if you like being with a person, be the first to initiate. You don't have to always be the attractor. I'm going to attract, I'm going to manifest. It doesn't work like that. It's like actions and manifestation together can make you a supreme being of your thoughts and desires will happen. It'll work out. For men, also same thing. The quote for men, the conclusion quote for men is, wherever you are in your life, is due to your own fucking actions. Whichever you feel you're not happy, you're not doing, it's because of your own actions and karma. And know that you are here because of your poor attractions. See, there are going to be people who's going to attract you, or choices which is going to attract you, poor attraction which is going to attract you. And men are suckers for attraction. They love people who attract, like let's say a lady is attracting you. So you are ready to sell your soul for that lady. And she might be a succubus, she's going to seduce you, she's going to loot your money, she's going to take everything out of you. But you are a fool and you get attracted to that. Or let it be any kind of stupid activity, like be smoking or drinking or drugs or whatever. You get attracted to all the stupid things. Your poor attraction choices. Once you get attracted to all the stupid things, you waste your energy there, and then you feel like, you know, I'm not anywhere in my life. Always know that you, for men, especially people who have fallen the masculine energies, you are what you are because of your poor choices of attractions and your actions which you did in your life. So for you guys, if you men, if we, I'm saying you, sorry, I'm also a guy, sorry. If we men want to improve on our, you know, daily, you know, attractions and desires and stuff like that, we need to understand that we need to start attracting. Don't be always a fucking go-getter. Don't be that cheap guy who always says, hey, do you love me? Or I like you and all those things. Be the kind of guy who's got that power, who can attract, who can make the ladies come to him. Or be that kind of person, because that makes you understand. That's just like making, giving you a value, sense of value. You know, because men, when they follow the law of action a lot, they don't understand their value. They always think that they have to work hard to get to one point. But even though you're not going to another point, whichever point you are in, with that point, you can attract a lot of things. Women do that better than men. Make sure you attract what you want. So that, I'll close this episode. I think you guys understood the gist of the episode. It's just that, you know, having a masculine divine energy is not enough. Having a feminine divine energy is not enough. Once you have both those energies together, the law of attraction and the law of action together, you become unfucking stoppable. Well, I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. This episode, as I told you, it's been a lot of things. So hope you guys take it very seriously and, you know, work on it. So if you enjoyed the episode, make sure you give me 5 stars on Spotify, because it really, really helps me to stand out among my competitors or other podcasters, so people can come and watch my podcast. Follow my Instagram page and follow my podcast page, which I'm also linking to the bio. I made a new Instagram podcast page. So make sure if you're watching, make sure to go back and like that page and follow that page. So I'll be putting my weekly updates there. And yeah, thank you. And thank you for being here, because as you guys know, we are just getting started.